listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Yolanda Adams with I Gotta Believe, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Its ups and downs. Turn your pretty face to an ugly frown. Seems that when I fix one thing, another one comes, clouding up my vision. But I can feel the sun. I believe that I can do this. I know that I can win, just as long as I have His love within. I believe that I can make it, I can make it through the night. I believe that I can walk on with my head held high. I believe that I am special in every way. But in order to have my victory, I gotta believe.
Hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You make me happy, you make me whole. You take the pain away, I'm so in love with you. Be happy, you make me whole. You take the pain away, I'm so in love with you.
You make me
tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Deanne and I had an awesome time during our first book club discussion on Saturday, July 17th. Our first book selection was 70 Days of Happy, Life is Better When You Smile, by author, certified life purpose coach, international speaker, and women's change agent, Shelly Mishay. We received some incredible nuggets and insight. Here's Avery Sunshine with I Got Sunshine, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
No gas is in my tank, and I've got myself to thank. I had to make $10 last for 3 weeks and a day. All of my bills are due, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta keep it moving till I get to my breakthrough.
The truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep.
Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here.
It's so easy to complain. Addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let him take the wheel.
Hallelujah.
The love you need, he already gave.
But the question is,
do you want to be happy?
If you're tired of you, then say,
I just want to be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, now's your chance.
Let me hear you say, yeah,
say, yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's time for you to get out the way.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Wanna do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But somebody that'll never leave you.
Jesus knows.
Is,
do you wanna be happy?
Took a long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. That was Kirk Franklin with Wanna Be Happy. And you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio, Well, joy seekers, as promised, here are highlights from the 70 Days of Happy book club discussion. Deanne and I hope and pray you are just as blessed as we were, and we hope that it encourages you to join our next book club.
First of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Emily and Deanne. Just thank you for the platform. It is always amazing to connect with women. It's what I do. It's what I enjoy. I feel blessed when I'm able to help women find who they are, find their purpose. I believe that we were all created with a destiny. We were all created with a plan, and it excites me every single time I'm able to help women connect to their passion, connect to their purpose, and connect to their ultimate potential. Because at the end of the day, we will never be as great as we can be until we learn who we were created to be. That's when we thrive. I don't care if you were created to be the high school janitor. There is purpose in it. Never, ever sit back and think, because my job title is not what society says it is, that there is no purpose in it. Honey, while you are in there sweeping them bathrooms, mopping them floors, you could be pouring into children. Somebody is looking at you. You never know when somebody's going to come along and offer you something else and put you on another platform. But when we do things that we are called to do, then that is when pure, authentic happiness, joy, peace. And I'm not saying that there's peace all around us. I'm saying there's peace within us, because everything could be breaking loose all around me. But if I know why I'm here, if I know why I'm called, if I know who it is I've been destined to be, then you know what? It's not a whole lot that you can do to make me feel worthless, to make me feel like I don't exist, or to make me feel like, you know, like I was a mistake. I'm not saying that people don't have those feelings sometimes, but what I'm saying is when we find out who we are, it's a whole lot harder for anybody to take that from us. And so I'm honored every time I have an opportunity to sit on anyone's platform. I do not take that for granted. So I'm honored. I'm honored when I have a chance to collaborate with women, connect with women, build a clientele. I am honored because people trust the fact that I am their cheerleader. I'm for you. I'm for you. And I believe that if we as women decide that we're going to be our fellow woman's cheerleader, we'll be able to get a whole lot done, because it's just going to come back to you.
Yeah.
As you pour out to somebody else, all that is going to come back right to you. So I'm excited to be able just to read a couple of, you know, a couple of journal pieces from my book, 70 Days of Happy. Came about just really quickly from me actually doing a challenge on Facebook. And the challenge was, for 90 days, don't say anything that's negative. And I'm like, well, that's cute. You know, for 90 days, don't say anything. And when you get ready to say something negative, take those few moments to just stop, you know, bring it down and see what it is that you can get, you know, out of that situation. I was already a pretty happy person. You know, I don't take, you know, life too seriously. But after I decided to do that, what I noticed was like, wow, when you're deliberate about really seeing things, even in the hard times, when you're just a little more deliberate about pulling something out of that, you really can change your atmosphere, not the atmosphere. Because if people are angry and upset and, you know, and ticked off, I can't change that atmosphere, but I can change this atmosphere, even if I have to remove myself from your atmosphere. And I've learned to be okay with that. You're disrupting my atmosphere, so bye-bye. And so when I finished those 90 days, I was like, wow, okay, boo. And you thought that you were pretty happy before, but I can really see now how speaking life, how understanding who you are, how really sitting down and seeing God in certain things, I understood and I benefited from that. And so I said, what I want to do is I want to take some of those things that I learned about myself, and I want to compile that into a book. Because yes, we have, 30 days to happy, 15 days. Happy. I was like, no, I need a little more time. I need more time than 45 days. Okay. I need some extra. And I wanted people to be able to implement it. So I wanted it to be a journey. Let's start here on this day. Now take what you learned on day one and let's incorporate that into day two as we begin to change our mind and follow day two. And so by the time you end this road, you're going to know more about yourself. You're going to know what things are acceptable in your life, what things are not acceptable. You're going to be able to create boundaries for yourself. All that from having a journey with you. But the first thing you have to do is be willing to do that journey. And so I wanted to give a background just of why I even wrote it. And it's been blessing people's lives. And that's been a blessing to my life. Because again, we all have a purpose, but it starts with us being happy within. Because are you even gonna try to search out your purpose if you don't like yourself? Let's be real. So it starts with you feeling like you are worthy enough and understanding that you were created for more. Even where you are now, you were created for more. So I don't know how much time I have, Emily, but I wanted to okay. So I wanted to jump in here. And if you guys have your book with you, I wanted to start with day one. And I wanted to read day one. Because if you don't do day one, let me tell you something, you might as well close the book. Because it just close it. It's no need for you to keep it open. If you're not willing to do day one, you're not willing. Just put a period behind that, honey, and go get yourself some black coffee. And we done already talked about how black coffee ain't good. So, because you're just not going to do it. But I'm going to act right, y'all. I'm going to act right. And so I want to start with this first journal entry on how we're going to get through the 70 days of happy. And so each day you'll say to yourself, today I will. And then you'll just speak out loud what you're going to do that day. And so the first one says, today I will make a choice to be happy. It's just that simple. I will make a choice to be happy. I know it may sound cliche, but the first step in being happy is literally making a choice to be happy. That right there is the start of something new, special, and exciting. Once you make a choice to change, then and only then are you able to put into practice the principle of change. Believe it or not, you actually make the choice of whether or not you'll be angry, frustrated, will walk around with an attitude, or if you allow a disposition of happiness to flow from your being. So why not choose happiness? It lowers stress, it keeps the body and heart healthier, and it will definitely make the rest of this 70-day journey much easier. Hashtag one day of happy. I was so excited when someone had given me a review, because I think the next one or in the next couple of days, it was, I will smile more. Today I will smile more. So I think that's a couple of days later, but it really excited me because a young lady, she said, I literally throughout my day, I did exactly what you said. I was deliberate about smiling more. I was deliberate about it. And so I went throughout my day smiling and making sure that I smiled at people. And someone came to me and said, oh my gosh, you just look so happy and you just glow and you look so beautiful. She said, and I thought to myself, today I made a choice to smile more. I was like, come on, Shelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Shelly Temple.
Yeah. Right.
Because she made the choice to be happy, and then she made the choice that she was going to smile more. But every day is not a good day. Every day is not a day that's going to be happy. So some days we have to, page 31, we have to remember God's blessings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some days you just have to remember, because it's just not going to be happy every day. So this journal entry says, yesterday we talked about not comparing yourself and your accomplishments to other people, because anybody who walks in that comparisitis, that's a deadly gang. One of the best ways to do that is to remember all of the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. When we're unhappy with current situations in life or dealing with devastation, it's so easy to look at someone else who has what we don't in envy. It's also quite easy for us to blame God for all that's gone wrong or is going wrong. But in spite of the difficult times and circumstances, there are always things that you can be grateful for, blessings to reflect on, starting with the very breath in your body. The fact that you're still here, that says a lot. Take time today to just remember. Remember the good times with the person who's passed on instead of the heartache of that pain. Remember the enthusiasm you felt when you were first offered the position at your present job. Remember the excitement that you experienced while expecting the arrival of your child. Just remember. And as you do, write those things down. Nothing's too small. Right now, I'm writing this book. Well, I'm done with the book, obviously, so moving on. And that is a blessing. I'm using my own hands or typing on my own computer. I'm thinking with my own mind. I'm blessed, and so are you. So jot down a few things, and when the stresses of life seem to overwhelm you, break out your list and just remember. Just remember. Sometimes we have to do that. Every day is not a great day. Every day you don't want to jump up and down. Sometimes you have to go into your closet and cry out your emotions.
Yeah.
And then take time to remember. I'm not that person who believes in you know, I got to walk around positive all day long. Everything's going to be exciting. Yes, the sun is falling down. Hooray. Stop it. Don't be a walking lie. Stop it.
Ooh.
But what I can say is, oh, wow, the sky is falling down. That really sucks. Let me try to go in the house. Maybe it won't hit me.
Right. You know.
Or if it.
I come from a family of worrywarts. And it's just so funny because, like, I get anxious about certain things. Like this morning, for example, I was up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, not up moving, but just in bed awake. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like praying, like, oh Lord, because I was anxious about some things that were happening today. And God worked it out because one of them, I mean, I get anxious over some of the simplest things. Like the big things is crazy because I worry about them, but it's not like these little things. Like I get really.
Okay, so you and me are the same then.
Like little things. And so for example, my little 8-year-old, she's running track now, and it was just a struggle this whole season because this is all new to her. But today they had their regional competition. They go to state in a couple weeks, and I just wanted her to enjoy the experience so that she'll want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't leave it on a sour note. One of the competitions that she was good at, she wasn't able to do because of her age. So I was just like, Lord, they're doing this relay today that she did not place in the other things. Just let her be able to enjoy it. Let them do well. Got there. It was only two teams. They were going to pick the top three. It was only two teams competing in her group. So she automatically made
it.
But so I'm like, Lord, see, I worry. You know, we have parents, especially, we have anxiety about these things. But then I come from a family, too, where my dad, my sister, my brother, they get really anxious and worried about things. And I think out of all of us, I'm probably the least concerned. I'm not concerned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I worry about certain things, or I don't let things get to me as much. And even the things that I do let get to me, I'm like, you know what, Lord, I just, you know. So I appreciate this chapter because one of the best things that Emily and I talk about all the time to do is to journal and to write down things, you know. To write down the things that we want. This morning I had to go to my journal. Okay, Lord, you know what time it is. I got to talk.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that so many people overlook the power of writing your words.
Yes, they do. I really think they do. Me and Sherelle, we talked about that. And I did a one-on-one with Sherelle. And one of the things that we talked about was journaling.
Yes.
And writing your thoughts, and not to try to make it make sense.
Yeah.
But to just write it and see where you are, how you feel, get it out, you know, vomit those words, come back to it later.
Yeah. cross on a page. Sometimes you might go back and it might be "Dear Lord" and just wet.
Exactly. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Is that not what I said, Sherelle?
Yes. Yeah, because sometimes it's just, it be like that.
Is that not what I said? Sometimes it's just, I just can't. But it's that release that's needed. And that release puts us back on the path of being able to see things that we couldn't see before, or even just to be able to handle things that 10 minutes ago I just couldn't handle.
Right.
Yes.
I gotta be able to handle that. Those emotions, those feelings, you know, when we leave those things stuck inside, it comes out in horrific ways. Yes. Whether it's abusive to others or whether it's abusive to ourselves. If we don't know how to deal with those things, if we can't deal with emotions, if we can't deal with resentment, if we can't deal with our bitterness, if we can't deal with unforgiveness, if we can't deal with envy, it's going to come out in a harmful way. And I'm a witness.
Same here. Yes.
Yes. Do we have time, Emily, for a couple of more readings?
Absolutely.
Okay. I wanted to jump into one that really, it kind of touched my heart just writing this one. And it's chapter 22, which is on page 37, and it's Release Resentment. And this one meant so much to me to write because it was personal for me. Not that the book isn't personal, but this one, I had to go back. And in order for me to really help other people understand, I had to revisit some painful stuff for myself. But I wanted people to really, and I wanted women to really be able to understand that it's okay when we have to revisit pain in our lives. It's okay to revisit it, and it's okay to leave it right there. It's okay to close that part of you, but to understand that this is a part of who I am. I don't have to live in that part, but it is a part of who I am. And so as I went down memory lane to write this, it brought back memories that were not good. It brought back memories that hurt. But it brought back memories that said, it's part of that pain that made me the woman I am today. And I'm not going to allow the pain to be a detour, but yet a stepping stone into bettering who I am. And so this chapter is 22, and it's Release Resentment. So today I will release resentment. Just that alone, I was like, well, will I? Let me think about it. Okay. Because I don't know about y'all. I like to be real with mine. I like to be honest. I'm talking about, oh, today I'm going to resist. Are you really? Okay.
Hey, for real.
Be real. Some days we like, I don't want to release it. I like feeling this way.
I want to hold on.
Tell me about that.
Exactly. So this journal entry says, I've never been one for holding grudges. My rationale is, I don't like giving that much authority to someone whom I've obviously have made the decision to no longer allow in my personal space. There have actually been times, though, when I've literally tried to hold a grudge because I wanted to be mad at that particular person. Yeah. It didn't work, though. I still ended up letting go of the anger and moving on. Being able to release resentment is a good thing. No one should have such access to control your emotions. If you still get angry at the mention of the name of the person who hurt you, they still have power over your life. Learning to let go of resentment and excusing a person's wrong actions are not the same thing. I was raised by a single mother. My biological father was never around. I can probably count how many times I spoke to and saw him before the age of 19, which is when we reunited, on my two hands. He's definitely one of the reasons that I have very little trust for men. And when we reunited, I had every right to resent him for his negligence in my life. And I probably had plans to. But when we finally saw one another, and I don't recall the details, that just didn't happen. He had unquestionably missed his chance to be my dad. My mom had married when I was 12, and my stepfather became my dad. So the best that he was able to be in my life was a friend. I don't recall ever getting an explanation of why he had been absent in my life, but it wouldn't have rewritten the past. And more than likely, his answer probably wouldn't have satisfied me. Just because I had chosen not to be bitter towards my natural father, it didn't excuse him from what he did. He was still responsible for walking away from a little girl who could have used his love while growing up. Over time, I had to come to terms with and heal from some low self-esteem issues that stemmed from having an absentee parent. But in the end, I came to the conclusion that I just could not and would not let one man's parental flaws permanently blemish my life. Resentment holds you captive. You've been in prison long enough. Don't you think it's finally time to set yourself free? It's time.
And Shelly, when I did that one, that was a personal one to me because I had to learn to forgive my own dad.
And yes.
The greatest thing that I did with giving my dad was choosing to walk away and not pretend that I wanted a relationship with him.
Oh, that's good.
And
that's really good right there.
That was the thing that freed me from so much anger, pain, and hurt that I had from him. That now when his daughters chooses to call me and tell me stuff about him, I no longer get angry. I no longer get anxious because I've chosen to forgive him. It was his loss, not mine.
Absolutely.
And I understand that I will never get that apology that I was seeking. So I had to move on without getting it. So that one right there.
Yeah.
Y'all, that touched me in so many ways. Hey?
Yeah. When I came to terms with forgiveness isn't based on whether or not you apologize, I was able to free some of those parts of me. And what I found is I had never released that. So it's funny to me now, but at the time I was devastated. I was literally driving in the car down the street. And I don't know if you guys are from the LA area. I don't know if anybody's from California, but I was literally driving down the street on Crenshaw for anybody who's familiar with the area. And I was driving down the street and for whatever reason, this overwhelming feeling just came over me. And I don't know if I had just been angry for a long time. I don't know if I had just literally been hurt for a long time, but I was boo-hoo crying, driving down the street. And I mean crying, guys, where I really could have used like some little eye windshield wipers because I could not see. I don't even know how I made it home, but I'm driving down the street and I started naming these people who had hurt me. And I just started saying, you know, I forgive you. And I just started naming the people. And I forgive you for not loving me. And I forgive you for leaving me. And I forgive you for using me. I forgive you for abusing me. And I just start naming the people and what they did. I kid you not. I don't know how I made it home without crashing because I'm crying. I'm going, I forgive. And, you know, and all of this, and I'm bawling. And, you know, I happen to catch a glance of the person next to me. And I don't know if they wanted to call 911 for me or because it was a mess, you guys. It was a mess. But I decided at that moment, I don't care about my feelings because tomorrow I still had the same hurt. You know what I'm saying? But I decided I don't care what the feelings are. I don't care what the emotions tell me. I choose to step into what I told myself, which is that today I'm going to forgive. Today I'm going to release. I can't tell you about tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I can't tell you about an hour. We'll talk about that in that hour. But when that hour comes and I'm ready to you know, feel that pain again, I'll remind myself, yeah, it hurts, but I made a choice to release resentment against you. I still feel that pain. That pain hasn't gone nowhere, but I'm choosing not to live in that resentment. Won't do it. That was the beginning of a lot of freedom. I still had other things that I had to work on in my life. There's a list, don't worry about it. But I still had other things. But this particular thing of being able to come to terms with the fact of, oh, wow, you have never really allowed yourself to mourn and really open your mouth and say, I wasn't okay. I'm not okay. You and your decisions, they played a really pivotal part in decisions I made. I didn't trust myself. I didn't love myself. I didn't like myself. I got involved in abusive relationships because you never took the time to love on the little girl that you created. But what am I going to do? I can't stay in the past. I can't live in the past. So I had to make it my decision to live my future.
And you know, every day I pray for forgiveness. And I pray for Father every single day. Him and my mother, I have to because I don't ever want to allow their pain to overtake me ever again.
Absolutely.
And I had to realize that it was their pain, not mine.
Yes.
I have to forgive them every day.
Yes. And that's what people don't realize. Forgiveness is just not, oh, I forgive you and I go walking on. That's not what it is. When you're talking about having a lifestyle of happy, a lifestyle of purpose, a lifestyle of understanding you, a lifestyle of self-awareness, self-pride, you know, you're talking about a journey. A journey. And your journey is not my journey and vice versa. I may be able to get over something in 30 days and be like, honey, I'm done. It don't work. Yeah, I'm fine with it. And then there's going to be something else I'm not going to get over for a year because I have to constantly remind myself, no, you forgave that. Let that go. You forgave that. Don't let that live in your subconscious like that. We have to accept our own journeys and be okay with the process of it. And with that, I want to just, our last, I think I have time for one more read.
Yes, ma'am.
And this one is after we decide that we're going to make the choice to be happy, after we decide that we're going to look at the blessings that are around us, we're not going to live in resentment, we're not going to live in unforgiveness, it's time for us to do number 23, to set a goal. Set one personal goal. If it's one thing that I like to do with the women that I connect with and with my clients, I like for them to understand the art of not overwhelming themselves. See, what we do, especially on January 1st, is we go, oh, honey, I'm going to give me a card. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I got 50 things that I'm going to do. And by the time June 1st comes, I haven't done half of the first one. And I'm still looking at that board. And now I'm frustrated. And now, you know, I feel like a failure. And now I look at life and I'm like, well, why couldn't I do anything? Because we took on too much and we didn't start with one. My philosophy is start with one. That is the principle that I teach with the women that I mentor. Start with one. We separate that one. There's a personal, there's a professional, there's a spiritual. Start with one. And then let's take it from there. And so my encouragement in this journal is to set one personal goal. Get it set up. It says, you would not believe how long it took me to write this book. I like to start off honest. See, I'm a huge procrastinator. And although I'm a hard worker and I always get the job done, if I don't set concrete deadlines for myself and write out a plan, no matter what it is, I'll find 99 other unimportant things to do. Anybody else can attest to that? I'll find 50 million things to do. Do not let the bird start chirping. I'm going to be like, oh, you so pretty. And hey, look at you. You pretty bird. Oh, Polly want a cracker. And I ain't done nothing. No. I have to learn. I had to learn to set my goals. My procrastinating ways were no different when it came to tackling 70 Days of Happy. The idea actually stemmed from a Facebook challenge to spend 90 days speaking nothing but words of encouragement and replacing all negativity with happier things. I'm a happy person already, but after completing the challenge, I felt so good about the next level of joy and peace that I had experienced that I wanted to share it with others. I cannot tell you how long I sat on this idea. Every day I was going to write and never did. Then the next day and the next day. By the time I finally sat down at the computer, I think it was close to a year later. I know, sad, you're judging me, stop it. I watched about three of my friends who started their books after I was supposed to get published. So while I'm sitting around not creating goals, not making goals, not following a lot, three of my friends had published their book while I was still sitting, getting ready to do it. That's when I said, enough with the procrastination. I set my goal to write and publish my book. Because I'm so easily distracted, I was forced to make and constantly update my list of daily and weekly goals. No more writing in my spare time. There was no spare time. It was now deliberate time. If I wanted to be a published author, I was going to have to deliberately set some goals and make it happen. What ideas and dreams are you sitting on? Because you just haven't taken steps necessary to make them happen. Self-fulfillment is one of the greatest senses of satisfaction. To know that you've set a goal to put you on a path of success is an incredible feeling. Take some time to think about some of the things that you still would like to do. Write them down, then pick one to focus on. It could be as simple as wanting to clean that back closet that you've been talking about for over 2 years now. On a separate sheet of paper, write down the one goal that you're going to focus on, then set a date of completion and write that next to it. Now place that paper somewhere where it can often be seen and settle within yourself that you're not going to stop until the goal is completed and in that frame of time that you designated. Be sure to be realistic with that time frame. This is not about how quickly you can accomplish a goal. It's about you actually completing that goal. I believe that once you start setting small goals and completing them, you'll find yourself setting a few more. Before long, you'll be fulfilling all those things that you just merely talked about. I know this to be true, and I know it to be true because, again, when I finally started looking at who I was, who I was created to be, deciding that I'm going to be happy, deciding that I'm going to create a goal, deciding that I'm going to layer my goals and do a success ladder and be deliberate about them, then that's when other doors open. I am now an international speaker. I am now a best-selling author. I have now been on over 100 different platforms of media. I have traveled to speak. These are things that I have done. I have written more than one book. I have become a talk show host because I decided that I'm going to step out. I decided I'm not going to let my emotions be ruled by other people. I decided to take my boundaries seriously and not allow you to come into them. I decided to not feel guilty when I have to close off people in my life. I decided to create my influential vibe of people in my life. I decided to be deliberate. This isn't just a book of entries. This isn't just a book of things to read. This is a life changer if you apply the principles. If you apply the principles. If you don't apply, you won't get it. It's very simple. It's nothing hard about it. I know if you apply these principles, you'll see the difference. Not because I wrote it, but because I did it before I wrote it. So I know it works. I know when you choose forgiveness, it works. I know when you choose to create plans, it works. I know when you choose to ladder your steps, it works. I know when you choose to be the master of your time, it works. I know when you choose confidence, it works. It works. And so I'm excited every time someone shares with me the fact that their life has changed. Because I know it works. Sometimes we just need a reminder that it works. And I'm grateful that I was able to be that person to put this book together and be that reminder for other people. And I thank you, Miss Emily, Miss Deanne, for this time that I had to just share a couple of chapters in here. I ain't tooting my own horn, but you know, when you have a drink named after you, you just feel like, now look at that. Now I got a drink named after me. Come on, it just don't stop. It just don't. I mean, it just don't stop.
Now, I have a question, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, in chapter 4, you talk about be thankful for your job.
Yes.
And I have, right now I'm working a bunch of different contracts, so I'm thankful, but I'm tired.
Yes.
But this is really more about, you know, some of the younger people that I come in contact with in volunteer positions and maybe even on jobs or whatever. But I notice how so many of our younger Black adults, especially, have issues when it comes to communicating, like you said, your office environment about learning.
Yeah.
Applicative.
Right. It was an interesting environment.
Yeah. So we have a tendency to kind of not know how to communicate the things that we want or that we need, and in a proper way that gives us the kind of respect that we deserve and the answers that we want. So to our younger generation in particular, who are wanting to make an impression upon people, but they get upset very easily, you know, they have quick attitude, ready to fly off the handle if somebody tell them to do something. And I, you know, I'm not saying that could have been us 20 years ago too. But they're ready to fly off the handle. Like, what's your suggestion in terms of how do we as more mature women come in and say, hey, okay, sister girl, look, I know that you want things to be this way, but there's order to this thing. There's a, you know, how do we impress upon our younger sisters that we should, is order to things. And then, you know,
it's so interesting that you would ask that question, because let's just be honest, we're dealing with a completely different type of generation now. And this is not to put that generation down, because if we really are honest, we're responsible for that generation. Okay. So when we look at the generation below us and the generation below them, and we're upset with them, we really need to turn around and say, what did we teach them? Mm-hmm. Or what haven't we taught them? Yeah. And so what happened is a lot of those who are in my age bracket, you know, we started out being parents to our children. We started out having the mentality of it takes a village. That's what we, and then society stripped that from us. As a parent, this is what you can't do. This is what you don't do. No, it's not. Mind your own business. Don't do this, don't do that. And so we left a whole generational gap of young men and women who didn't get a chance to experience some of the things that we experienced with grandma. I didn't have a grandma, but I had a mama who learned, you know, and she was like, it ain't happening over here, Shell. And I was like, oh, okay, well, thank you. All right. You know, good to know. And so I think that we have to look at the fact that a lot of the younger generation, they're not accustomed to hard work. They're accustomed to being Instagram famous. They're accustomed to 2-minute videos. So their mind is not even there. Me, myself, let me see that a video is 4 minutes long. I am scrolling right past it. Yeah. Because this is what we've been fed for the last 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8. This is what we've been fed, that I don't have to wait for results. I can scroll past results if it doesn't meet my satisfaction. Yeah. And so what we have done as an older generation is that we have conformed to that ideology. Instead of saying to the younger generation, I know that this is what it looks like. I know that this feels good right now. I know that, you know, being able to get this, get that. I know it feels good because you didn't have to put that in, but pure satisfaction comes from you. You miss a lot when you don't actually do the work. You miss a lot of lessons. You miss a lot of networking. You miss a lot of friendships. You miss a lot of learning. You miss a lot of developing. Some things, the reason you need, you know, 5, 6, 7 years to do it is because you're going to mature along that way.
Yeah.
And so I think the first thing that we need to understand is that we're dealing with a different type of mentality. We're dealing with a gimme mentality. I don't have to listen to you. The government said you can't do this, you can't do that. And I think we need to pull back and we need to go, hey, look, I know that in this world, you know, You're accustomed to getting things quickly. You're accustomed to this, you're accustomed to that. But I want to offer you a different way, because in the long term, the things that you're doing and the way you're going about it now, it's not going to be beneficial later. I know the long way is boring. I know it don't look good, and I know it looks unbeneficial, but let me tell you, this is the way that's going to be sustainable. You can't live your life not listening to sound judgment, because not only is it not beneficial here, but you go out into the world and you take that same attitude, somebody will take your life.
Hmm. Yep.
They don't care.
They don't. Nope.
Yeah. So I think when we begin to look at them and say, I understand why you're here. I understand why it looks this way. I understand why it feels so good to be here. But let me give you just a little bit of wisdom on the other side and help you understand that these are some of the consequences that come along with doing things that particular way.
Yeah.
And then I think that as far as I'm concerned, I think we need to spend more time praying.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's taboo. Oh, don't talk about prayer. But if we want to change some things, there needs to be some type of a prayer life. We need to learn how to pick one person. Pick one. Pick one young person that you're going to say, I see this person going down the wrong path. I'm going to start praying for this person. I'm going to start asking God, give me words every day to say to this person. Even if that word is, "Woo, I love your eyelashes today. Have a good day." We don't know how we're changing lives.
Yeah.
But it has to start, got to start here.
Yeah.
And seeing some of our blame in it, instead of just saying, you. Yes, you take your responsibility, but let me also take some of my own and let's see how we can bridge that.
Yeah. One of the chapters that resonated with me was distance myself from toxic people and toxic relationships.
Yeah.
That resonated on a couple of levels. When my mom was going through her cancer journey, some people revealed themselves to me.
Wow.
Not necessarily all family, but people who I thought were my friends, even some of my sorority sisters.
Oh, man.
And so with that being said, you know, when you're going through something like that, it's really, really difficult.
Absolutely.
I don't really have time to tell you what's going on. If I've shared with you, this is what's going on. I don't have every 5 minutes to be calling you and updating you about my situation. How about you call me and find out what's going on? So I had released, they were toxic. So I released a lot of people in that season, because I'm like, okay, you have shown your tail, so to speak. I can't keep you in my life because I'm gonna be bitter. I'm gonna be angry.
Absolutely.
Unforgiving. Mm-hmm. And I did what I had to let go of release the resentment too, because
yeah,
there were a couple of people who I was really close to friend wise, and I was like, okay, I gotta release it. So
yeah.
Book, I guess my question is, you said it was a 90-day challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What made you select 70 instead of the 90?
Well, initially I did try to do 90. Mm-hmm. Initially, I was like, okay, every day is something. And as I continue to edit, as I continue to go through it, I'm like, no, this actually is a part of this and this part of that. And so it actually just kind of got dwindled down to 70 of the points that really resonated with me, because I really wanted something that was timeless. Yeah. This is not a book for you know, 2021, and then it won't be relevant in 2041. I wanted something that no matter what, we could go back to it. I go back to my own book. This is not something I wrote and go sit it down. I'll go back and be like, okay, girl, let me see which one you need today. Which one do you need to commit to? You know, and some days is I need to commit to speaking life into myself. Some days I need to commit to, you know, saying I love you to myself. It's not just hit it and quit it. No, this is a life journey. And sometimes I have to go back to what was written and try to incorporate that into my now. into my today. And I thought that these were great. It was a great mixture of things that were simple, like smiling, and then things that were future, like getting life insurance. And you know, you may not think that that's a part of being happy, but I guarantee you, when you can take care of your family, when you don't have to worry about things, it makes you more settled. It makes you more calm. You don't have to figure out, oh, so if something happens to me, then what's going to happen to them? Or what's this? Or am I going to leave? It's a part of you that you can let go of when you know that you've done all that you can in this life and in death to take care of the people that you love. That's a sense of happiness for me.
Yes.
I don't want to leave my family with nothing. I don't want to leave my family, you know, without adequacy, without being able to care for themselves.
Any more questions for our author?
I'm just excited because, I mean, you hit on so many key points in the book, and I mean, like your circle of influence and, you know, and thinking about, I was just thinking about that this week as well, about just how we limit ourselves in getting to know people who could really be a benefit to us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just don't show up. Like, I mean, like they're there and we're just not coming to their party. We're slow to it. As a matter of fact, I have an example this week. It's a guy that I recently met who's pretty connected. And I introduced him to some people. This guy is very well connected. The other people, they're slow to respond. He sends out a thank you for, you know, introducing us, da, 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 da. I'm like, if he has the time to connect with us, surely you could say, I appreciate it.
Yes.
Sometimes they didn't respond. Sometimes they didn't respond to the next day. And this is not about, it made me kind of do some self-evaluation about like how I deal with people. Like, am I being responsive like when I should be? Burn bridges.
Absolutely.
By not communicating. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, she knows that I'm all over the place. So I'm like, Emily, when I'm quiet, it doesn't mean I'm not there. You know, I'm completely there. It's just that I'm all over the place right now. Or, you know, you're trying to develop this relationship with somebody who has the influence that you want or who has the spiritual guidance that you want, but you're just not mature enough to accept that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to grow into it, but God has these people here for a reason. And you need to look into, like, okay, you know, put down those friends who ain't talking about nothing and let me gravitate to this person who God has brought into my life for this season, for this reason, to help grow me.
Absolutely.
It goes back into the toxic people, you know. Like,
you know, it's so important. I do this evaluation pretty much. My birthday is at the end of the year, and so I do this evaluation pretty much every year, where I sit down and I look at my influence. I look at the people who influence me, and then I look at the people who I influence, which again is part of my influential five. And I sit down, and each year I evaluate that. You know, did iron sharpen iron?
Yeah.
You know, did I grow? Did they grow? You got to be real with yourself. Did I pour into these influential people, and did they grow because of me?
Yeah.
Did we collaborate? You know, what was our conversation like? Did we have good conversation? Did we have bad conversation? Were we able to be of encouragement to one another? And the reason why I look at it every year is because I had to learn that it's okay for me to reposition you in my life. It doesn't mean I don't like you. It doesn't mean I hate you. It means that for this particular season, a new influence is needed. And so maybe you become my encourager that I connect with every 3 months. You know, maybe you become somebody who I just run business ideas off of. Maybe you become someone who I don't want to do anything that has to do with me thinking. So I just need a go out friend. I just need to release everything. I need to reposition people. And so I learned early on, it's okay to, well, I say early on, not early on, you know, I just happen to be a little older, but I learned in that journey, it's okay to reposition people for my own productivity. That's not selfish.
Yeah.
Do you know businesses, they sit down every year and say, we're going to release these people. We're going to close this department. We're going to do this. And it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the productivity and where their vision is.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when they do that, people get cut.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? This is Shelly Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelly Incorporated has visions, and Shelly Incorporated has ideas, and Shelly Incorporated, I never want to be a stagnant corporation.
Right.
And so I got to reposition people sometimes.
Hmm.
And sometimes I got to close certain departments.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because I'm going to have a prosperous company.
Yeah.
And the company is me.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
And that's part of purpose. That's part of knowing who we are. That's part of being okay. You know what? Guess what? Sue gonna be mad. She really is. So you gonna stop purpose because Sue is upset?
Right. Yeah.
You gonna stop opening up that school because Sue mad because you opened yours and she wanted to open hers down the street?
Right.
So you gonna stop where you positioned to be because somebody else is upset about it?
Yeah.
Come on. It's that, what that means, what that's telling me is Sue needs to be repositioned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we need to be okay with that. We need to look at our circle and we need to reposition. And we also need to look at ourselves and decide, I need to demote myself from your life.
Mm. Ooh, that's good.
You need to be honest. Okay. Yeah. The position that I hold in your life, it's not too good. It's not healthy for me. I need to demote myself. Thank you.
Yeah.
Be honest with yourself. When you're not sharpening someone else, when you can't be beneficial to them, when there's nothing reciprocated, demote yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I promise you won't die.
Right.
But you will be releasing them to find what they need.
Yeah.
And to put the proper people in position in their lives.
Yeah. Wow.
Why do we hold on to dead things trying to give it CPR? Been dead for 10 years and you still pumping the chest. Why?
Yeah.
I'm resuscitating.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? And you wonder why you stink. Well, you're holding on to dead things.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so big on self-evaluation, self-reflection, understanding your own happy and what makes you happy, journaling, or whatever you need to do, getting the right type of goal list, getting the right type of mentorship thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you could do it all on your own, we wouldn't need a circle now, would we?
Nope.
Learning how to invest in yourself. And when I say invest, I'm talking money, just in case somebody is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To invest in you. Invest.
Yeah.
Invest in your improvement. Invest in personal development.
Yeah.
Invest in courses. Invest in a coach.
Yeah. There she is, y'all.
Invest.
Yeah.
And let's reach our full potential.
Yeah.
Let's stop making the graveyard great. All kind of dreams are in the graveyard. And let's make it great in life.
Ooh.
Right.
Now I think I done used up my time. I done used
up
my time.
Okay.
I think I used up my time.
Yeah, we can go on. And look, audience, if y'all have some questions, if you all are looking for a coach, you know, we got two good coaches on here, Shelly. We got Emily. You know, if y'all need some investments, because that's real. That is so real. I hate getting over 40 figuring out that I need to invest in myself.
And it's okay to. How about that? How about we sit around and one of the reasons we don't invest in ourselves is because we really don't believe that we're worth it. How about we talk about that part?
Ooh.
Exactly.
How about we talk about that part?
Exactly.
Ooh. But we'll go out and invest in a pair of Jordans and make somebody else rich because the Jordans give us that fulfillment that we can't find in ourselves.
Amen.
So I'm going, and it's nothing wrong with getting the best for you. I'm saying when we don't know who we are, then we use things around us to fulfill what's always going to have a void.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know you, it'll always be a void. If you can't get that inner happy, that inner joy, that inner peace, nothing around. And I know this to be true. I'm not saying what somebody told me. I know this for a fact that without the inner, when the inner is not there, the outer doesn't matter.
It's
not. Oh,
that's good.
That's good. At all. At all.
Yeah. Sherelle, we done talked about this.
I just really gotta come back to you.
Me and Sherelle, we talked about this.
Oh yes. Awesome. You know, it's like I'm just about ready to bust out in tears on this one. Hell.
Y'all, and Sherelle's doing this all with smiles on her face. All these stories she's telling, like, oh my gosh, but she is.
Oh, Sherelle is amazing, honey. Sherelle is amazing.
Yeah. You know, as I always tell everybody, but God, if it was not from God,
man.
If it was not from God.
Right.
Ooh, if I could just share the story if it wasn't from God here.
Yeah.
But God.
Yes.
Yeah. That's y'all want the offering plate to be passing. Y'all playing. y'all over here playing. Y'all playing at this discussion.
But these are the things that, look, right now we need to just invest in our young people. We need to let them know that, hey, don't wait till you get our age or older to try and figure out whose you are and who you are and what you're about. Start developing your career. Start developing who you are right now, your ministry, spiritual, all of that. Start developing it. I mean, even the Bible, David at a young age knew who he was.
Yes.
So you know who that person is and stick to it. Do not let anybody deter you from being who God has called you to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jesus knew who he was at 12.
He knew who he was.
Come on.
So let's be
and led a life of purpose. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. You're living legacy every single day. Every day you're living legacy. What will they say when you're no longer here? Because every day we're living legacy. If you die today, that means yesterday was the end of the legacy here. So now what will your legacy continue to be? You live legacy every day. So what is it going to be?
Yeah.
I want to leave folks more than you know, some quarters. I want to leave you more. I want to leave you with something that's in your core. I want to leave you understanding hard work ethic. I want to leave you with a sense of Christ. I want to leave you, you know, I want to leave you with more than just some recipes. I can't cook anyway, but I want to leave you with more. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so in order for me to leave you with more, I got to be able to have more so I can empty out that more so that you'll be able to carry more.
Yes.
We carrying what somebody else poured into us. What's going to be carried in the next generation from you? And that's what we need to think about. What do I want my kids to carry? What do I want the neighborhood children to carry? What do I want my nephews, you know, and nieces to carry? What are you going to carry?
Yeah.
What's the more that I'm going to leave you with that you'll be able to carry on? Yeah. And every day we're living that.
That's good. Oh my gosh, this has been a powerful discussion.
Yes.
And we want to thank you so very much for accepting this.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Those
thank
of you,
you.
Are listening, to order your book. And she also has a journal to this book. Go to www.shellymiche.com. Check out all of our social media platforms, Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty on Instagram. And we will be posting information so you can purchase this book. I promise you, it is going to bless your life and will continue to bless your life as you read it throughout your life. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you.
Thank you, ladies. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, I like to use my brain for you and use it to write songs for you. You're getting all of the best of me, 'cause I'm giving all of the best of me. Oh, love, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me up, 'cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me, 'cause I'm giving all of my best. I don't need words, and I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. My light shines brighter when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air. It's how I choose to love you. Light shines brighter when it shines for two. You turn on the truth in me. You light up my heart with possibilities. I'm getting everything I need, 'cause you're giving everything to me. You are forever in my destiny, woven into it like a tapestry. Your love is everything to me, 'cause you're giving everything I need.
I don't need words, I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. My light shines brighter when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air, it's how I choose to love you. My light shines brighter when it shines for two. Oh, this little light of mine, God, you keep it burning brighter. Trust me, I'm gonna let it shine if you keep it burning brighter. Ooh, and I don't need words, no, I don't need songs, but I choose them. I'm brighter when I shine for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air. It's how I choose to love you. The light shines brighter when it shines for two.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
That was Joe with Brighter. And you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The Brand New Day Book Club was developed to encourage our listeners to read more as a catalyst to increase personal growth and life enhancement. We believe that the reading and discussion of certain books helps us to gain broader perspective, and it equips us to be better all around. Here's Tina Campbell with Life.
From the beginning, Jesus was, came down from heaven to prove his love. He beat the devil, did it for me. Jesus bought my freedom and my victory. Whoa.
He came to give me life, life abundantly. That's what I believe, that's what I see. I'm singing, oh. Fails. He is a good God, and I am his child. He
He's gonna bless me right here and now. Ooh, whoa.
Tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We would like to give a special thanks again to author Shelley Miche, Kay Brown, our special featured guest during our exclusive social time, and to those who participated and attended 70 Days of Happy Book Club discussion. Thank you to Kia D, the CEO and founder of We Talk Radio, for her belief, support, and encouragement of all our endeavors. The book club discussion was truly a life-changing experience. We look forward to the next one. Stay tuned for more details about the next book club. Well, joy seekers, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. Follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions, comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Check out our website at brandnewdayemily.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are going to make things in your life happier. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We ask you, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. You said you would give us the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness. And God, we pray, Lord God, as we go throughout this week, that we are walking in the fullness of joy. God, we ask you to cover us throughout this week. Let our steps be ordered by you, because you said in your word that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. So we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to experience the joy that no man can take away and no man can give. We love you, we bless you, and give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We would like to leave you with an empowering yet motivational quote from Dr. Cindy Trim. You are not your history or your past. You are, however, what you choose to do with your present and future. The biggest breakthrough of your life will be when you realize that life truly happens from you and not to you. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Anita Wilson with You Love Me, Best of My Love.
Let's take it back.
Shame to tell.